What secret are you willing to share to win Sound on Sound 2-day passes? Comedian Alyssa Goji in studio.
Hello.
I always wonder, like, how is this going to go when we put something on the grid?
Yeah.
I'm like, is this going to be great?
Yeah. I thought it would be.
We're starting to get some good calls now.
Yeah, where's the greed, people?
Let's go.
Where's the greed? Where's the greed?
Yeah.
Let's go.
Brad on the road.
Hey, how you doing?
Hello, man.
Good. 99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox. Go ahead.
So I slept with my friend's mom, and nobody ever found out.
Boom!
There we go.
There we go.
There we go.
Now we're talking.
That's a good one. That's what we like. That's what we like to see.
Oh my God! This is an '80s movie.
And how old would this happen?
Never found out. I was like 25.
Go boy.
And how old was she?
How did it happen?
She was in her 40s. I don't know. It just happened.
No, but where were you? There was some flirting. Days before, weeks before, you kind of knew there was some heat.
We had a party at his house, and I don't know, late night, things just happened.
Right. Things just happened.
She looked at him funny. He looked at her funny. All of a sudden, they're sucking face. Yep.
Oh, man.
That's hot.
Yeah.
That is very hot.
That is.
And then that was the only time?
That was it. We never spoke of it ever again.
Wow.
Their love was beautiful. Forbidden at one time.
All right. We got your number.
Nice.
You're in the running for Sound on Sound tickets.
Yeah, this is number two.
That was a good one.
Oh, my God.
All right.
That's a brave boy.
How many times have you saw one of your friend's moms and thought,
right.
Boy, that would be a lot of fun?
Right.
So many.
Still occurring with her.
So many.
Still an occurrence with Alyssa. Right. Like three times last week.
This is very new.
1-877-764-2535. Mike in Prospect.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Good morning.
Good morning. How I stole something, it got delivered to my house.
And is this a secret?
Huh?
Is this a secret you're sharing with us?
Yes.
Okay.
It got delivered to my house. It was L.L. Bean stuff, shoes, shirts, and everything. And everything was my size.
L.L. Bean.
Right. Sounds like fate. Yeah. I don't know if it sounds bad.
Yeah, those duck waiter boots and things like that, yes. Right. Now, do you normally dress in L.L. Bean stuff?
But he probably went around, told people he spent all this money on this.
So
now he's sharing the secret that it really wasn't him. It wasn't his taste.
Right.
It just arrived at his door and he took it.
No, it gets better. So when I'm wearing the stuff, I went up to my mailbox. And my neighbor's up there, and I just bought the house.
Right.
And I'm wearing the shoes and everything.
Yeah.
And he has the same ones on because I guess he called and, you know, reordered because he didn't get the delivery.
So you guys were twinning by the mailbox.
This is a good one.
So I went and ran back to my house and changed my shoes and went back up.
Yeah, it didn't look suspicious at all.
No.
Yeah.
He never figured that one
out.
Yeah,
it didn't look suspicious at all. No, and they just decided to run in the house and change his shoes. These aren't proper shoes.
I still have them.
Nice.
L.L. Bean.
I still have them.
Right.
I still have the shoes.
We had a boss on the island who loved L.L. Bean.
Oh, my God.
It was like he could have been in one of their, magazines or whatever.
Yeah, he looked like a catalog boy.
A catalog, yeah.
Yep.
I can't wear L.L. Bean.
Thank you, Mike.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Dude, I love you guys, man. You guys make my morning.
Oh,
thank you.
Love you more.
And we love the fact you called that in.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Takes a big man to say he wears L.L. Bean.
I think I have one, but I don't know if it's a secret.
But he didn't pay for it.
No.
That makes him cool.
Exactly.
Like, all right, you got it.
You stole stuff you don't want.
Yeah.
Yep.
What did you say?
I think I have one, but I don't know if it's a secret. It was a huge secret. Not the gay thing.
Okay. No,
some different.
Do you know I have IBS? Did I ever tell you that I wore a diaper to my high school graduation?
No.
Okay, that's a big
secret. That's a secret.
Right? By the way,
I was so scared. My anxiety was so bad back then. I'm like, so much better, thank God. I was so scared to be without a bathroom, and I was so scared I was going to have to like take a dump on the football field, and everyone was going to watch, and I'd be like running off to go to the bathroom. So I was like, Mom, before you come home, you need to go get Depends. And she was like, we're really doing this. And I was like, we're really doing it.
Well, by the way, you can keep that chair.
Thank you so much. It's just the comfort. And like my man friend grabbed my butt that night.
Right.
Oh.
And it felt a little squishy.
It's like, what's going on over there?
Squeaked like a dog toy. Squeaked like a dog toy.
It's almost like...
It was, and I was like, this, I'm just making eye contact, and I was like, he's going in.
And he said, hey, Juicy, how you doing?
He's going in.
Wow, she really is Juicy.
Yeah, I used to be much hotter than I am now.
There's a slushy scent when she walks.
It's almost like stuffing your bra.
Literally.
And then you're found.
Right, her booty got bigger throughout the evening.
I was just scared.
Not real.
Wow.
See?
Well, like a squid.
There we go.
Look at you.
Terry in New Britain.
Yeah, hi, guys.
Mouthpiece?
I am using mouthpiece.
Okay.
You are now, yes.
He's upset.
All right.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, it just sounds like an old phone or something.
It sounds like you're talking out of a
new phone.
You got this, girl.
All right.
It's actually a new phone. So my mom had hidden $1,200 for Christmas under her seat in the car, and she couldn't find it. And fast forward to the next summer, I was living up on the Cape, and she let me borrow her car. And lo and behold, I put my hand under the seat, and I found the $1,200, and I...
If it was that easy for you to find and she couldn't find it, you deserve the money.
Yeah, it's true.
And she didn't figure out it was you. You bought the
$1,200.
Well,
and what is that say about you kids if she's hiding it in the car?
Right, she didn't trust you, you thief bastards.
You thieves, right? You thieves!
You shouldn't trust us kids.
That's right. And she didn't.
Yeah, she proved that.
And then when you found it, you kept it.
Right. And then she didn't figure out it was you who took it.
Yeah,
exactly. You took the car and then the money.
Is this woman okay?
So fire to the car.
I love it. And then you bought a crappy phone with the money.
You did. Look
as
you
should.
Exactly.
All right, Terry, you're in the running for 2-day passes, sound on sound.
Thanks, Terry.
Thank you.
Terry.
Thank you.
All right, what secret are you willing to share to win sound on sound 2-day passes? Al in the shed.
Good morning, guys.
Morning.
Hey, I used to be an altar boy when I was a kid. And when Robbie was around, we used to go downstairs, me and my buddy.
All right, be careful.
Take the host.
I'm scared.
I don't want to be sued.
We used to take the host and the wine and just sit there in the basement and drink it and eat the little white chips.
There you go, see?
That's pretty funny.
You would pig out on the body and blood of Christ.
Get some sauce for the body of Christ over here.
Compels you.
And drinking the wine.
Little paces.
I'm full of Christ.
I'm holy.
I couldn't have another bite of Savior.
Oh, my God.
Right? That was a pretty good one.
Every Sunday, we never got caught.
I didn't know where you were going with it, though. I got real scared.
Put peanut butter on it.
This is a movie.
That's wild. Imagine working at that factory. We're making the body of Christ there.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Lots of chips.
Right, no cursing.
Lots of croutons.
We sit in a rock basement. It was like really cool down there.
Right.
Like a wine cellar.
Ooh. Good for you.
Party on our bus on the floor.
Oh, yeah. This won't be on your highlight reel when you die later on.
Yeah, when you're at the gate, that's going to play.
Yeah, we need to see you for a second over here in the viewing room.
Yeah.
Red wine is white.
Just give me a second. Come here.
It's like the line at the airport where they pull you out.
Right.
Like, come over here.
Yeah, only their gloves. Only their gloves made of metal.
Yeah.
It's the wine, isn't it?
All right, Al, you're in the running for 2-day passes, right, sound on sound.
Good job, Al.
Love you, too. You know who probably has some secrets?
Who?
Rob Ray. Oh,
you know what? He looks like a man.
Look at him. Look at the way he's looking at me.
He's a freak. I know.
That was a look you just got.
He is a.
He's too quiet.
The nicest guy.
Yeah. He is.
I've never seen him upset
ever.
I love him.
Mild mannered.
That's probably a reason why.
He's got his hair is full of secrets.
He looks like he could be an accountant.
Right, but.
But there's something going on in there.
There's something definitely going on in
there. Ray, what are you into? Rob Ray.
Hello there.
Hi.
See, that's a voice right there.
He was ready.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Well, I got married in 1989.
Okay.
Great start.
At the time.
That's a secret.
I was working at a photo lab, so I would reprint photos. So... if there was somebody really hot in one of the pictures, I'd print an extra copy.
There you go,
I love you!
Yes. It's Frisk. Yes.
That's amazing.
He's a my whole life, I knew this was happening.
I knew he was into
confirmation.
Things.
He's a collector.
And I knew he was into things. I knew it.
And these pictures would talk to him.
So I put this small collection of photos in my glove compartment of my car.
Oh, no.
And one day my ex needed to use my car. And I came home from work, and she says, "Oh, what are these?" I said, "Oh, those were in there? Oh, I forgot all about it." She was very upset. So right in front of her, I tore up the photos.
Oh, did you cry?
I said, "Fine, they're done." Well,
you kept the negatives, right?
The next day when she went to work, I pieced one of them back together and taped it.
Your favorite.
That's amazing.
You are the man.
He is the man. I knew he was.
The man. That takes a lot of balls to share.
That does. Now, that's hot.
I'm not married anymore, so I don't care.
Yeah, really.
What happened?
Great. You enjoyed every second of it.
That's a horror movie story.
Seriously, you're
right. That's one hour photo with Robin Williams.
Right. Getting lotion in a basket.
Did you see any pictures that you had to report to the police, like crime scene or whatever?
No, nothing like that.
Okay.
But
like perv pictures.
See some nudes?
Absolutely. There were a couple of guys who liked to have to be photographed completely naked.
Perfect. You have those for me?
Okay. Yeah. And oh wow, that's wild.
Right.
One of them I got a kick out of because it was him naked, and the wife or girlfriend was next to him. She was also naked. Right. So I don't know who took that picture.
Oh, yeah, excellent point.
JCPenney.
Right, there's a third party.
A timer.
That's hilarious.
Do you still have the piece together photo that you restored?
I was just going to ask
Great
that.
Question.
Yes.
It's still in the glove compartment.
Yes!
Rob, I love you.
Best day ever.
Nice.
Oh, my God.
I have a follow-up to that.
Yeah.
Can we see it?
Yeah.
I can bring it in. Sure.
All right, great.
Rob, you better text me it.
When he's done using it.
It's a little blurry right now.
It has to be a pretty good picture.
I shook that hand.